Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为主耶稣说，让小朋友到你的面前来。
Because Jesus has told us, let the children come to me.
我们为我们的这些小孩子献上感恩。
And Lord, we give thanks to you for these beautiful children.
也为他们的父母能够从小教导教育他们认识主耶稣献上感恩。
And we thank you for leading their parents to teach their children using a biblical principles.
哦，在特拉哈斯有很多很多的小朋友。
There are so many children in Tallahassee.
我们愿意这样子说，让这些小朋友到耶稣面前来。
And Lord, we pray that there will be more children come to you.
主啊，你透过今天的信息给我们讲一个很重要的信息。
And Lord, you are teaching us an important lesson today.
求你的圣灵在我们教会做工。
So Lord, please let your Holy Spirit work in us.
让住在这个城里的人都能够被耶稣带领回到天父的家。
So that everyone who live here in Tallahassee will be taken by you to your home.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉耶稣的名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们来念这个题目是什么？来念一下。耶稣带我们回去。English.
Jesus takes us home.
感谢主哈啊！我们知道我们每一个人呢。我们在地上的家，就是因为父母那生了一些儿女兄弟姐妹哈。我们知道我们有很多的弟兄姐妹开了几个小时的车去看他们的儿女。
So we know that what is the home for many of us is where you were born, and sometimes we have brothers and sisters. If you have children.Sometimes you have to drive many hours to go see or visit your children.
我们现在越来越多的弟兄姐妹，儿女都不在身边。
And many of our brothers and sisters, actually, their children do not live in Tallahassee anymore.
我们很希望我们的儿女来看我们。
And the parents always wish that their children would visit them more often.
但是这个地上的家是短暂的。
But our earthly home is actually temporary.
我七岁，我的父亲过世，就是我的养父过世。
When I was 7 years old, my father who adopted me passed away.
我2007年我母亲过世。
And then in 2007, my mother died.
我没有兄弟姐妹。
And I don't have any brothers or sisters.
所以我那种想要回台湾的动力好像就没有了。
So there's not much motivation for me to go back home in Taiwan.
但是有一个家。
But then there is one home.
就是教会。
Which is church.
就是我们的教会。
Our church.
这是永生神的家。
And that's the home. That's our God's home.
很多人他没有去想到一件事情。
Many people may not have thought of this thing.
当我们这个身体离开这个世界的时候
，When we leave this world，
很多人都没有去想到，那到底我的永远去哪里
？Many people have not thought about where they would go after death.
我们人是神所造的。
We human beings are created by God.
所以我们人是永远的。
Therefore, we are eternal beings.
可是这个肉体离开世界的时候，你的永远到底要去哪里？
But when this body die and leave this world, where would you go?
但你永远的家在哪里？
Where is your eternal home?
希伯来书11:16这样子讲。
Hebrews 11:16 says.
他说：“我羡慕一个更美的家乡。”
It says that we are longing for a better country.
在天上。
A heavenly one.
所以神被称为我们的神。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God or our God.
我不以神为耻。
We are not ashamed for our God.
我也不以福音为耻。
We're not ashamed for the gospel.
因为他在天上为我们预备了一个永远的城。
Because he has prepared an eternal city for us.
我想一个人他活在地上。
I think when, as a human living in this world,
他必须要很确信的知道说，他离开世界，他永远的家，他会去永远的家。
He needs to find out where he's going after he dies.
就是天父的家。
The eternal home that he's going to, which should be God's heavenly home.
这里讲的说，主耶稣为所有信他的人回到天上预备一个住处。
Here it says that Jesus has prepared a place in heaven, for us.
他告诉他的门徒，就说你们不要心里不要忧愁。
He told his disciples that do not let your hearts be troubled.
那为什么这些跟在耶稣身边跟了三年多的门徒会忧愁呢？
So why would these disciples who have followed Jesus for almost 3 years, why would they be troubled?
其实我们所有信主的人，受洗信主的人，我们都是耶稣基督的门徒。
And think about it, everyone who have been baptized, who believe in Jesus, are also his disciples.
心里不要忧愁，就是不要让你的心呢被困扰啊，被困扰。
So this is also applies to us that we should not let our hearts be troubled.
这是对那些已经信了耶稣的人说的。
And this applies to everyone who believes in Jesus.
因为耶稣呢，在约翰福音十三章三十三节说：“还有不多的时候，我与你们同在。我要去的地方，你们现在不能去，以后却要去。”
Because Jesus told us in John 13:33, it says that I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I'm going, you cannot go. Come.
他们觉得说耶稣离开我们，那我们怎么办？我们这些人怎么办？他们为他们的将来非常的这个忧愁。
So the disciples heard that Jesus was leaving. That's why they starting to worry.
因为他跟耶稣的相处的时间不多了。
Because they know that there's little time left.
感谢主，我们现在呢没有当年那十一个门徒的问题。
Thank to the Lord, we don't have that problem now.
只要你愿意
，because as long as you're willing，
你随时可以跟耶稣在一起。
You can be with Jesus anytime。
我不晓得我们一天花多少时间来跟上帝相处。
Now I don't know how much time you spend, with God every day。
你的祷告
，your prayer，
你的读经灵修
，studying the scriptures， spending quiet time。
你来到教会神的家参加查经聚会
attending churches, Bible studies,
你的服事
serving in the church,
还有你跟弟兄姐妹彼此之间的那种相交
and fellowship with brothers and sisters.
那么他们对他们未来感到恐慌
and so these disciples, When they heard Jesus was leaving, they starting to worry.
你看，耶稣已经跟从死里复活，已经跟门徒显现了两次了。
Now Jesus, after he died, he rose from the death, and he appeared to the disciples twice.
可是彼得呢，带着另外七位门徒呢，又回去打鱼了。
But Peter, along with seven other disciples. They went back to their old profession, which is fishing.
我不要传道了。
And they stopped sharing the gospels.
我不要去赚人的灵魂了。
And they stopped basically ministry.
我要去赚这个世界。
And they were working like everybody in this world, like everyone else.
所以耶稣第三次再向彼得显现。
So Jesus appeared again for the third time to Peter.
三次问他说：“彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗？”
and asked Peter that, "Do you love the world more than me?"
彼得说，是的，主，你知道我爱你。
But Peter said, "I do love you, Lord."
所以耶稣对他说，你喂养我的羊。
And that's when Jesus told him that, feed my sheep.
就是那些比较软弱的，或者那些粗信的弟兄姐妹。
And the sheep here means those who are new believers who are still young in their spiritual life.
你牧养我的羊。
Take care of my sheep.
那些灵性上比较成长的基督徒。
Those who those who still need to grow spiritually.
只要是人，他都会忧愁。
Now all human beings tend to worry sometimes.
人的忧愁原因太多了。
Because there are so many things you can worry about.
可能为他的家庭。
It could be because of your family.
他的婚姻，他的工作。
Your marriage or your job.
他的儿女。
Your children.
他的人际关系。
Your other relationships.
你看现在在叙利亚。
Syria.
我不知道美国是不是已经开战了，那里的人百分之百是忧愁的。
So we all know that there is a situation in Syria, and we don't know whether U.S. has decided to intervene or not, but we know that people there are suffering, and there must be a lot of worrying going on there.
但是有一种忧愁很多人不知道。
But there is one kind of worry that many people are not aware of.
就是他还没有找到回家的路。
Which is, he or she has not found the way to home.
他还没有回到永远的家，天父的家来，这样的人他是忧愁的。
And he or she has not found the way to the eternal home, the heavenly home, and those people should be worried.
即使他生活没有问题，环境都很好，他还是会忧愁。
And even if they have a very comfortable life, they will still have worry.
人只有找到回家的路，也知道确信我已经回到天父家了，这个人他就没有忧愁了。
It is only when a man has the reassurance that he or she is going to the heavenly home, knowing where they will go after death, that's when they won't have any worry.
所以耶稣在约翰福音十四章二十七节说，他说，我留下平安给你们，我所赐的平安不像世人所赐的，所以你们心里呢，不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
That's why Jesus told us in John 14:7, it says, "Do not fear. Peace I leave with you. The peace I leave with you is different than the ones that's from the world."
坦白说，包括我自己，我都不知道明天要如何。我不知道明天要如何。
Now, to be honest, including myself, nobody knows what will happen tomorrow.
可是我为什么可以不忧愁？
But why? Why I can be worry-free?
因为我知道主耶稣掌管我的明天。
Because I know for sure that Jesus, He's in charge of my tomorrow, my future.
我知道一件事情。我知道一件事情。
I know this for sure.
明天不管我发生什么事情。
No matter what happens tomorrow.
耶稣一定看顾我。
Jesus is watching over me.
他一定与我同在。
He will be with me.
所以我可以不忧愁。
That's why I can be worry-free.
人就确信说我已经回到天父的家了，这个人才有安息。
So as human beings, only when we found the way to heavenly home, that's when we can stop worry.
因为我们知道我们在这个世界上是寄居，是客旅的。
And we know that we're here in the world only temporarily as a visitor.
我组织过很多追思礼拜。
I've led many funerals or memorial service.
Memorial service, yeah. 最年纪最小的是九岁。
The youngest one actually was only 9 years old.
我们有个植物学的小朋友，他得到骨癌。
One of the children, from a Bible study, he
骨癌骨
bone cancer
骨癌怎么讲啊 ？cancer 呀、yeah. ，但是我在主持追思礼拜里面最大的好像是100岁。
And the oldest one that I have ever held a memorial service for, was 100 years old.
但是不管他多少岁离开这个世界。
But no matter how old the person, was when they died.
这些人他知道说，当他离开这个世界的时候，他是回到天父的家。
They knew, no matter how old they were, they knew that where they were going. They knew that they were going to, our heavenly home after they died.
所以希伯来书三章十四节说，我们若将起初的，确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
And that's why Hebrews 3:14 says that we have come to share in Christ if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end.
所以我们面对着每一天，面对着明天，一点都不害怕。
And that's why we can have no fear when we are facing tomorrow.
可能有的弟兄姐妹会听到不好的消息。
Now sometimes we may receive bad news.
他去一年一次的健康检查。
Like if he go through an annual examination, physical examination.
医生告诉他说，你有 cancer， 你有乳癌。
And if the doctor tells him or her, tells her that, you, for example, you have breast cancer.
我们的姐妹一点都不忧虑。
Then,
一点都不忧虑。
As a sister, we will not worry. We should not worry.
她说，如果主要我回去，我就回去；如果主要留着，他一定会医治我。
Because she says that if God decide to heal me, He will heal me. He will be able to. And if He decide to take me, then I will be with Him in the eternal home, in heavenly home.
因为耶稣已经带他回家了。
Because Jesus has taken me home already.
所以在希伯来书四章第十节，因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。
Like in Hebrews 4:10, it says that for anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his.
主耶稣说，你们信神也当信我。
Now Jesus said that you believe in God, believe also in me.
这里告诉我们，我们耶稣他就是神。
Here it tells clearly that Jesus is God.
神道成肉身。
God came to this world in a humanly form.
所以他可以带我们回到天父的家。
Because Jesus is God, He is able to bring us with Him to the heavenly home.
这个信它是一个客观的一个经历，你要去经历耶稣基督。
Now here the believing part, is a subjective experience. You have to make a choice.
To believe. 因为我们每一个人就发生的事情都不一样。
Because everyone's different. Everyone's experience is different.
可是在你所发生的困难里面，你可以去经历耶稣基督，是又真又活的神。
But in your own personal experience, you can experience Jesus. You can experience how true, how powerful He is.
所以腓立比书第二章保罗这样子讲说，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Now in Philippians 2, it says that he who being in very nature of God did not consider equality with God.
他是神啊，但是他降卑来做一个人。
Now Jesus is God, but he was willing to humble himself and come to earth as a human.
他是为全世界的人的罪钉死在十字架上。
He was willing to be nailed on the cross for our sin.
流他的宝血洗净赦免我们的罪。
And to shed his blood to cleanse our sin.
我常常到医院那个加护病房去为病人祷告。
Sometimes I would go to the hospitals or even
ICU,
the ICU to pray for those patients.
特别有些弟兄姐妹，或者是有一些他们的亲人是还没有信耶稣。
Especially if it is a family member of one of our brothers and sisters, and the family member has not believed in Christ yet.
我从1974年3月25号到1990年这么长的时间。
So from 1974 March 25th to 1990,
我才发现一件很重要的事情。
In that long period, I found out one thing.
我从来没有去告诉这些还没有信耶稣的病人。
That I did not tell them one thing, those patients.
耶稣是神的儿子，为你的罪死在十字架上。
And that one thing is, Jesus is Son of God, and He died on the cross for your sin.
流宝血洗净赦免你的罪。
And His blood can cleanse your sin.
所以你要在耶稣面前认罪悔改。
Therefore, you need to repent and believe Him.
接受耶稣做你的救主。
And accept Him as your personal Savior.
所以后来我到医院去的时候。
So after that, then when I went to the hospital,
我先带这些还没有信主的病人先认罪悔改。
I would lead those people first repent and accept Jesus first.
然后再求主医治他们的身体。
Then I will pray with them or for them for healings.
所以我们非常的感谢赞美我们的主。
So we praise our Lord.
我们不知道耶稣第二次什么时候来。
We don't know when He will come back.
但是我们都准备好了。
But we should be prepared.
如果耶稣现在来了。
Because if He comes now,
那我那个汽车分期付款就不用缴了。我不知道他什么时候来，但是我们已经准备好了。I will read it.准备好了自己啊。
So we should not have any worries, because if he comes now, we should be prepared to go.
所以保罗为什么那么有把握对我们说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。
And that's why Paul, he tells us with certainty that we can rejoice in Christ.
基督徒的标志就是常常喜乐，不忧愁。
One of the outward characters of a Christian is that they are joyful.
这里说主到天上为我们预备住的地方。
Here, back to John 14, it says that the Lord went back to heaven and prepared a place for us.
他说在我父的家里有很多住的地方。
And Jesus says that my father's house has many rooms.
如果没有我早就告诉你们了。
If that were not so, would I have told you?
那就表示说，我们每一个弟兄姐妹，你到天上都有主耶稣为你预备住的地方。
And this is telling us that when we arrive in the heavenly home, we will have a place already prepared for us.
那么在那里没有眼泪，没有哭泣，没有死亡，没有疼痛，那是记载在启示录21章的3到5节。
And in the heavenly home, there's no more tears, no more death, no mourning, crying, pain. And this is documented in Revelation 21:3-5.
我们一起来读一下，好吧？第三节，来。
Let's read together.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在。”做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因将都过去了。做宝座的说：“看啊，我将一切都更新。”又说：“你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。” Well, English.
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying.Now the dwelling of God is with men,
and he will live with them.
They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new.
Then he said,
write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
感谢主，到了天上，地上的这些苦难都过去了。
Thanks to the Lord. When we arrive at our heavenly home, all of these sufferings will no longer exist there.
可是有一件事情很重要。
But there's also one important thing.
你必须要先回到神在地上的家，你才能够回到天上的家。
You need to come back to God's earthly home first. Then you can go to God's heavenly home.
我问过，上帝在地上的家是讲什么？啊，教会，对对。那你必须要，我说为什么要有教会？因为这是神的家。
So do you know what is God's earthly home?
什么叫做教会生活？
That should be church. And what is the church life?
除了查经祷告，除了主日崇拜聚会活动以外，我们还有弟兄姐妹彼此之间的相交 fellowship.
The church life consists not only Bible studies, Sunday service, or other kind of service, but also includes the fellowship, the relationship we build with our brothers and sisters.
So 我为什么我去探访时候常常说啊邀请人啊来到教会。
And that's why when I a lot of times go visit our church members' family and go, when I talk with them, I encourage them to invite others to come to church.
你必须要先来到神在地上的家，你才能够回到天上那个家。
Because those other people need to come to God's earthly home first, then they can go to God's heavenly home.
所以我们也是要传福音，因为耶稣说在这个约翰福音四章十六节，还在羊圈外还有一群人，你要把他领回来。
So we need to share the gospel and lead them to this earthly home first, because in John 10:16 says that there is other sheep that's not in this sheep pen.
让他们成为我们的弟兄，我们的姐妹。
And we need to bring them here and let them become our brothers and sisters.
成为神家里的人。
And let them become a member of God's family.
然后有一天，他才能够跟我们一起回到天上神的家那里。
And one day they can go to the heavenly home with us.
我们今天启示录查经里面有特别提到这件事情。
And now today during Bible study earlier, we were studying Revelation, and there's one thing worth mentioning.
我们礼拜五姐妹会查经也提到这件事情。
Coincidentally, it was also mentioned in Friday's Bible study.
牧师牧养教会。
A pastor who's pastoring in the church.
Yeah, 很重要的一件事情。
One of his most important duty.
就是我非常确信我们的每一个弟兄姐妹，你都已经回家了。
Is to be sure that every single one of the brothers and sisters have come home.
将来到天上点名的时候，
because in the future when they are counting names in heaven,
在耶稣面前，
in front of Jesus,
每个教会的牧师，
all the pastors from all the churches,
他会注意一件事情。
He would pay attention to one thing.
我们的教会的弟兄姐妹是不是都到天上去了？
Whether the brothers and sisters from my church are indeed in heaven, written in that book.
所以说主说我要再来接你们回天父的家。
So Jesus was saying back to John 14.I will come back and take you with me.
当耶稣升天的时候，耶稣升天的时候，
When Jesus ascended to heaven.
那天使对耶稣的门徒说，
And the angels told the disciples.
都是加利利人啊。
Men of Galilee.
你为什么抬头望天呢？
Why do you stand here looking into the sky?
你们看到这个耶稣，他怎么样上去，他还要怎么样再下来？
The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him.
所以有一天耶稣一定会回来的。
So we can be sure that Jesus is coming back.
回来接我们回天父的家。
And he's going to take us with him to heavenly home.
所以耶稣说，我去还要到你们这里来，因为到父那里去，你们就必喜乐。
And that's why Jesus said, I am going away, and I'm coming back to you. And you will be glad that I'm going to the Father. Some Christians may have may not have paid attention to this.
你信主耶稣所说的话，其实就是你每天生活的一个力量。
The fact that you believe what Jesus said can become a strength for you to live an everyday life.
希伯来书十一章第一节是这样子讲哈。
In Hebrews 11:1 it says,
他说信就是所望之事的实底。
Now faith is confidence in what we hope for.
另一个翻译更好，他说信心是我对我所盼望的事，我非常的有把握。
And next it says that faith is assurance about what we do not see.
所以你每天的生活就非常的有力量。
And that's why we can have strength for our daily life.
你写博士论文也很有力量。
No matter you are writing your PhD thesis or
找工作也很有力量。
You are looking for a job.
找对象也很有力量。
You're waiting for a spouse.
我告诉你，生 baby 也很有力量。
You are hoping to have children.
因为神的话就是你的力量。
In all of this, you can have strength because of God's words.
我们有一个姐妹，她来美国得了博士学位。
Now, there's a sister who came to U.S. and got her doctor degree.
那么他回到台湾去。
Then he went back to Taiwan. She went back to Taiwan.
他竟然跑到工厂去做女工。
And despite of her high education, she decided to go to a factory and become a worker.
他讲了一句话，我永远都记住。
One thing she said, I will remember forever.
因为我要到工厂里面，我要到工厂里面。
She said, I'm going to the factory.
带这些女工回家。
And to take those workers, mostly females, to our heavenly home.
所以这位博士姐妹，她愿意去当个女工。
So that was her.Purpose to which is to share the gospels and lead other people to Christ.
我们看启示录二十二章 ，OK？ 还有吗？下面那个。好。
Now turn to Revelation 22.
好，我们来读启示录二十章是二十节来，证明这事的说，是的，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。English.
He who testifies to these things says, Yes, I'm coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
很多基督徒的墓碑啊，都刻说，主必快来。有时候有一些弟兄姐妹会打电话说，哎呀，我爸爸那个墓碑要刻什么？我说你就用中英文写啊，主必快来哈。我说你就刻这个字就好了。
Now, one sister asked me when her father passed away, Pastor, what should I put on the stone for my father's grave? And I suggested this verse, Come, Lord Jesus.
我们现在要来纪念，要带我们回天父家的，为我们钉十字架的耶稣基督。
So next we are going to have communion and in remembrance of our Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的主，我们谢谢。
Our dear Lord, we thank you.
我们知道你降世为人。
We know that you came to this earth as a human being.
你要拯救那些寻找拯救那些灵魂失散的。
To save those who are lost.
你要为我们所有的罪人钉十字架。
And to be nailed on the cross for us.
你要用你的宝血洗净赦免所有人的罪。
And to shed your blood and to cleanse our sin.
愿你的圣灵感动这些人。
Oh Lord, may your Holy Spirit touch those hearts who are lost.
他们愿意到耶稣基督的面前认罪悔改。
So that they will be willing to.
接受耶稣做他们个人的救主
accept you as their personal savior
然后领受所赐的圣灵
and to receive your Holy Spirit
那他们就可以回到天父的家
then they will be able to go to your heavenly home
我们这样祷告感谢我们耶稣的名
and pray this in Jesus name
Amen, Amen.
我们请来看哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十九节。
Verse 23-29.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”换过也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约。”你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，或者是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血啊。人应当自己醒茶，然后吃这饼、喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪。
The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves.
我们请执事来坐上，我们为这个饼。耶稣基督说：“这个饼是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们要如此行，为的是纪念我，直到我再来。”感谢主，我们一起来领受这个饼的时候，就纪念那位带我们回天父家的耶稣基督，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
You have not
来到你跟前。
So that we are
所流的血，以你们所立的新约，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我，只等到我再来。